Section 1. Listening. Directions. This section is designed to test your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear a selection of recorded materials, and you must answer the questions that accompany them. There are two parts in this section, Part A and Part B. Remember, while you are doing the test, you should first put down your answers in your test booklet. At the end of the listening section, you will have 3 minutes to transfer all your answers from your test booklet to your answer sheet. If you have any questions, you may raise your hand now, as you will not be allowed to speak once the test has started. Now, look at Part A in your test booklet. Part A, Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your text booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now, look at question 1. 1. Will you be joining us later in the basketball game?
No, thanks. I have to prepare for my tomorrow's examination. Two. I dialed your phone number many times yesterday, but I couldn't get through. What's the matter?
Oh, there was something wrong with my mobile. I will have to buy a new one. Three. This is River Street. What number do you want to go to?
Let me get off there in front of that tree. That's fine. Four. Would you mind if I borrowed your bike just over the weekend?
I'm sorry, but it's just not impossible, because I'm visiting my mother this weekend. Five. If you touch me, I'll tell my father.
Go ahead and tell him. He has asked me to punish you whenever you interrupt this class.
Six. What are your plans for tomorrow, Brandon?
Well, first, I'm going to do the washing up.
Poor you. While you are doing the washing up, I'll be having breakfast in bed.
It's all right for some people.
Seven. I'm thinking of dropping my swimming class. I am just not catching on.
Stick with it. I did, and I learned how to swim eventually.
Eight. Doctor, this cough medicine doesn't seem to be helping. Can you give me a different prescription?
Let's give it another day or two to see how you are doing then. Nine. Help, help, fire.
Please step aside. Everything will be all right.
Oh, sir, there is still a baby inside. Who is sleeping?
Don't worry, we'll find her at once. Ten. I'm still waiting for the clerk to come back and make some copies of this paper for me.
Why bother him? I'll show you how easy it is to operate the machine.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm not good at operating machines. Part B. Directions. You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following dialogue.
I am happy. I started carrying on the credit card that the bank gave us.
Why is that, Kate? Did you use it to buy something?
I surely did. On my way home, I stopped at the store to buy some beef for dinner because I didn't have any cash with me.
And they permitted you to pay with the card?
Yes, they didn't even ask me to give the ID.
You have to be careful. If you lose them and someone finds them, the bank will charge you for what you buy.
How much has the bank allowed us to spend with the card?
$1,500. The bank encourages us to use the card, but they will also require us to pay them back.
You are right, Harry. I'll remember that, but the card surely makes it easy to spend money.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue. Anna, tell me, how long have you been here in London?
I arrived 10 days ago.
I understand you are taking an English course at this school.
Yes, that's right.
When did the course start?
It started 5 days ago.
How long does it last?
It lasts a month, and there are 3 hours of classes every morning. In the afternoon, there are trips to places of interest in London.
I see. Why did you decide to take this course?
For 2 reasons, really. You see, I work in the sales department of a computer company. And I often have to speak English to customers. So I wanted to improve my spoken English.
You speak very well.
Thank you.
And the second reason?
It was a good excuse to see London.
Is this the first time you've been here?
Yes.
And are you living with an English family here in London?
No, I'm living in a hotel. But I think it's better to live with a family. There are 5 French people staying at the hotel. So we speak French together. I haven't met many English people yet.
Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following dialogue.
Hey, Tom. I wonder if you can help me. I've been so busy studying these days, and I haven't done any shopping. Now it's almost the end of my tour, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I need to buy some presents for my family members, but I don't know where to get them.
I'm glad to be of any help. Do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, I need to buy a warm jumper for my mother so that she can wear it in winter. My sister likes perfume, and then some wine or aftershave for my brother.
Can we stop for a moment so I can tell you where you may get those things? Have you got a map there? Well, there's a Scorch Wheel shop here on the left side as you go down Regent Street from the hotel you're staying. They have all kinds of jumpers and tartan skirts and...
Oh, tartan skirts? That's what I want for myself. I love those skirts, and do they also sell socks? I'd like to buy some too.
I'm not sure, but there is a sock shop on the opposite side of the street, in fact. Now, as to perfume...
No, I've changed my mind. I think a book for sister and a record for my brother may be better. Can I get those near Piccadilly?
Oh yes, there is a big record shop, and not far from there, you will find a good selection of books at Harcher's.
I see. Well, that's about everything then. Thank you, Tom. Now let's go to have a cup of coffee first, my treat.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following monologue. The sense of hearing is one of our most important means of knowing what is going on around us. We are warned of danger by sound. Sound serves to place us in music. It has a waste product too, in the form of noise. Noise has been called unwanted sound. Noise is growing, and it may get much worse before it gets any better. Automobiles, trucks, buses, motorcycles, airplanes, boats, factories, bands, all these things make noise. They bother not only our ears, but our minds and bodies as well. There is a saying about it being so noisy that you can't hear yourself think. Doctors who study noise believe that we must sometimes hear ourselves think. If we don't, we may have headaches, other aches and pains, or even worse mental problems. Noise adds stress to our society that already faces enough. There are two ways to cut down on the harm caused by noise. One is to cut down on the amount of noise. The other is to protect ourselves against the noise we can't stop. Ways of making less noise are now being tested. There are groups for the prevention of noise in this country. There is even a law controlling noise. We cannot return to the good old days of peace and quiet, but we can reduce noise if we shout loudly enough about it. Now you have 3 minutes to transfer your answers from your test booklet to your answer sheet. That is the end of the listening section.